In a world, at a time, in a place with some things. Some people sit around and talk about things like a co-ed football league. Some people, they talk about people like good Ricky. Some people talk about bad Ricky. And some people talk about the legendary Joey Bats. But this is their show. Their show that's been put together for you. We're going to recap the final week of football and head into the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host today, Joe K.
Hey!
And Emily.
Hi, Emily.
With that being said, let's go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Game On, Topper Sports League podcast.
No, they go on Facebook Live. Come on.
My name is Lenny. Good evening.
I love it.
Welcome. The regular season is come and gone.
Thank God.
Here we all are. Let's start with our introductions. We have said hello to Joe Kay. We've said hello to Emily. He's back. And I've got to be honest, in a minute, somebody in this league is going to be very angry at me. And it's not my fault, but that's okay. He said, Lenny, 2 weeks ago I was here and I had a blast.
Joey wasn't here 2 weeks
ago. He said, but it's time. He said, I would like to come in solo. I've had some things to say. And I said, hey, we got some microphones, so let's get it talking. Welcome back, the quarterback of the awesome new gods, Ricky freaking Austin.
Oh, I thought this was Goonad's quarterback, Icky Rostin.
Yeah!
No, he's with us. Ricky said, I'm flying solo. He said, I got some things I want to talk about. He says, I got some questions. We're going to do this. And he goes, I'm flying solo tonight, and here he is.
Yeah, I got some questions, Lenny.
Welcome
back. You got questions for us?
Yeah.
Spectacular. Please go.
Not yet. No.
What?
If it's in his contract. You got to give him 5 minutes to talk.
But he's the worst.
No. Let him get it over with.
And now, next, ladies and gentlemen, something that you did miss out on from the pre-podcast portion.
Everybody.
The cats and the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, don't.
Who is he? After 54 holes, he is your leader in the clubhouse, as the number one seed in the D3 title
Topper's
race.
Here?
After 54 holes, he is also in the leader in the clubhouse as the D3 MVP. He is probably the greatest guest in the history of podcasts.
And he can sing Cats in the Cradle like no other.
Yes, he can. His name is Joey Bats. Joey Bats, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey.
As we are contractually obligated to do so, you can have a couple minutes. Say what you need to say.
Thank you.
Woo!
That was a terrible introduction.
Thank you.
There's a long list. I think I sent you a list today and you didn't even go through it, but it's fine.
Wait, hold on. Did he really send you a list?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't
pussy.
Because I would have read it all.
I know you wouldn't
That's
have.
Why I'm surprised it wasn't read.
But it was an okay. I mean, you forgot a couple things, obviously. Like, there's really no reason for to even have this banquet. This is just for everybody else to show up.
Mere formality.
Exactly.
Are you going to show up this year?
It depends how we... Of course I'm going to show up.
Hold on.
Oops. Oh, my.
Yeah, Jim, I like when you do stuff like that.
Of course I'm going to show up. I'm going to take the mic and I'm going to run the show.
How was it last year when you showed up?
I didn't show up last year.
So you don't always show up then?
I didn't show up last
You were wrong.
This is why, I don't know why I keep coming back on this for the disrespect.
Hey, man,
I
you're the 15th person we asked. For this.
You were going to get Best Tommy Hughes, sorry. Just so you know. You didn't think you were going to get a trophy, but you were.
You were.
If it's any consolation to you.
Tommy, I don't want that one.
Are we going to give away Best Battaglia this year?
I win that. That's.
But the thing is... Will you?
I don't know. My brother rides my coattails the entire time. I've been doing it for 30 years. Twice.
Maybe I'll win.
Let's just hope Topper doesn't pick it because you know it'll go to jail.
Oh, my God. My wife, too. I forgot about that. Jill.
No, rumor has it. I mean, the Lifetime Achievement Award was only given away one time so far.
Yes, and it's going to be recanted.
No,
and
stop.
And we'll get to that.
Who won the Lifetime Achievement Award?
Thank you.
I don't think we say his name anymore. There's now two people in this league we don't mention by name.
It's true. All right.
So someone's brother.
Now I know who that one is. Yeah, now I know who you're talking about. But back to, can we get back to me? I don't know how we got off of me. I don't know how we did that, but it's cool. It's fine. So seriously though, I don't know why we're doing the banquet. If we could just give me the trophy after Saturday would be fine. Because it's going to be colder out. The more it gets cold, the more people don't want to show up. And it's supposed to be like 25 degrees on Saturday. So just give it to me.
The last time you were a one seed and played an 8 seed, it went really well for you.
Dude, I've been the one seed.
Tell me about how it's guaranteed.
I've been the one seed every year since I started
in D2 and D3?
I have never played in D2. I mean, Who won D1 last year, Lenny? I can't remember.
I heard there was disputed calls
all over
the place.
That would be Rafferty's 33 Speakeasy.
One more time, I didn't hear you. My
your
mic
team.
Was, okay, I just I didn't. Did you hear what he said, Joe?
I just. Yeah, I saw you. I saw you stand on the sidelines with a good player.
So in the midst of this.
So that was last year. Now I'm one and four already knocked off. I'm going to take 2 and 3 this year. Then maybe I'll play with my left hand and take 6 in the spring. I don't know.
There you go.
I might do that.
Make That'd a gender awesome. Team. I'll be
See,
there.
See, there you go. 6 is already wrapped up if the two of us are playing together next year.
So getting suspended at some point.
I have followed the rules this year, and you've been...
She tried her best to not.
Lenny has been out to ruin my life this session.
Everywhere you go, I will be watching her.
I've been fucking miserable.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
It hasn't been that bad.
Cried myself to sleep every night.
Yeah, whatever.
That's for different
reasons. All right, it's question time, Ricky. Ricky's got questions. Nobody ever asks us questions. Ricky, I would love to hear your questions.
Yes, let's do this.
So... My question to you, Lenny.
Yes.
Just for Lenny.
I got one for you, too.
Oh, ooh.
So,
Lenny.
They are just picking certain quarterbacks to play in different levels. So, we have a situation where a D6 quarterback, or 5 quarterback,
mm-hmm.
is, or what is his name, Cole?
Yes.
He's in D1?
Yes.
I'm in D1?
Yes.
Am I not considered a... D1 quarterback?
Yeah.
Definitely
okay.
Quarterback.
Cole, D1 quarterback?
Yes.
Why am I not playing in D5?
Well, you can. Do you have a gender team? Yeah. Are you in a gender roster?
Well, I was told I was high on a list to play.
You can get on it. If you're on a roster, you can be on any gender team you want.
No, for a situation that just happened.
Did you?
He's saying to sub.
Oh, you could be. If you're on
you
a roster.
Sub for a gender team?
Yeah. You could have.
Cole's on our roster.
He was their backup quarterback on the roster. Where you could have been on a roster. You could have been on Madison. See, here's the thing, and this has just brought news to me today. I think Madison Lees has a problem. You could have been on Madison Lees' roster as their quarterback, and if the gentleman who's not playing, you could have played quarterback for them if you were on the roster.
It's not confirmed that guy's not playing.
It is confirmed.
Okay, good. I hope he doesn't.
It is confirmed.
I hope he shows up this Saturday with his middle fingers up in the air and says, F you, I'm playing.
I think
they
so
forfeited.
Too.
They didn't. It is confirmed. Jill told me today.
Okay,
so,
but not as of like 20 minutes ago when his
good.
Another told
not.
Me otherwise.
I hope he shows up. Matter of fact, I'll get
that
a
out
float
on the ride here.
And we will drive him onto the field if we have to.
My next question.
I would love it if he came with the birds.
He heard that they would forfeit, and he said, no, I think.
See, good.
Now he's still wavering.
So he's going to pull the sun down, and he's going to fucking destroy everyone.
That'd be great.
Good, then I'm calling him. Ricky, follow-up question.
So my next question.
Yes.
In the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Of the year.
Yes.
They stated that we, meaning... about 4 or 5 other players that would like to play on D3, D4 teams weren't able to participate because we were in D1.
Well, yes. Here's the way the sub-rule works is this. In the Cole situation, I know he was listed on their roster as a backup quarterback. You were allowed to have one quarterback. So you can't, like any player in D1 can't play in a team in D3 or D4 unless you have specific permission. Like
how did
Joey? Because they weren't going to have a team, NWO, and they showed up and needed two guys. And we said, listen, if it means you can't play or you can play, you can. And that's something, like I said, the topper handles. A lot of times, my personal feelings, and this is just me, I believe it's one person, one team. I disagree with all this two-team nonsense. I think the only time that you should be able to play in two teams as in a gender team situation, and that's it. That's my opinion. I disagree with Hung Buffalo and the Replacements. I disagree with
Joy.
That's not. Yeah, I don't agree with any of that. That's me personally.
So topper should be.
These are topper issues. Yes, he should. Yes, I think you
should
play. Yes, he should. Okay. I think you should be on one team,
Patrick.
And Topper believes honestly that you should talk to him, and he'll figure out ways to make everybody happy. But I'm a traditionalist. That's me.
I'm a
Topper. And I disagree on this.
I'm a legend. So
I know you're a legend.
If I play.
You're a legend. What about me?
You got some time to come catch out to me. A lot of people.
He want
to
tell you.
I'm at the top.
What?
I was in the D2 championship three straight years.
And who won last year's D3 championship? Or 2 years ago, D3 championship? Ricky Austin. That's now Buffalo.
I was in.
Wasn't Gryffindor. I know that.
Hey.
You what?
That's fine.
That's right.
I mean, you don't consider you guys don't consider Donovan McNabb a legend in the Hall of Fame.
I do.
4 straight years in the NFC title.
I think Donovan McNabb was awesome.
I was in it 2 straight, 3 straight years.
Man. Yeah.
I'm not a legend.
No,
come on,
you're getting there.
I mean,
it's longevity. But Ricky Austin's getting there. My God, I've seen you guys play. New Gods is good.
Yeah.
New Gods is really real good.
Not good enough to beat us last week.
Well, guess what? That was then.
Yes.
McGrath got hurt. That was a good game by both teams.
Lenny doesn't want you to say that to him right now.
No. Hey.
Playoffs are coming.
Playoffs are coming.
Hey, you know
you
what?
You have to do the Lenny thing where you just act like you're going to lose all the time.
No. You know, Lenny always acts like he's going to lose, but he knows he has a little
we'll probably
something
lose
in
by
the back.
Did McGrath tell you what I told him at the coin flip? I always say, take it easy on us. I looked at McGrath and go, don't do too much. Take
and,
it easy
and
on
then,
us.
And then what happened?
then the game
Who's
fucking
McGrath?
Gets hurt. McGrath is the really good guy that got hurt.
The tall one?
No, the 11. Is it number 11? The really good wide receiver that can jump into the sky.
Did
the
he
tattoos.
Play at all in that game?
He played the first half.
Touchdown and
the really
skinny?
Good wide. They're all good on new gods, but he's the really, the skinny kid who can jump
okay.
into the sky.
Yeah, I know
he's
who you're
really
about.
Good.
I just want to say he's going to play this week.
Oh, is he good for him?
I'd hope so.
There were rumors 50%. He separated his shoulder. Really, yeah, I heard there was rumors he separated his shoulder.
So
and
he's not on the IR. Okay.
I hope he doesn't.
Hell no.
I want to see him, but I hope he doesn't push it because
broken
man,
fingers.
Socially, is he? I thought it was a shoulder.
No, it's shoulder, but I'm saying if he has a broken piece playing.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Nothing wrong with that. He's freaking fantastic.
Yeah. So, but those were my questions for you.
Yeah. Those are usually, and to answer your question, usually those are Topper questions. Topper and I are both involved in this business. He makes some decisions and I make some. Unfortunately, sometimes those are Topper calls.
Got you.
I don't think, and I've said it before, I just think it's, I'm more one guy, one team. That's me.
All right, Joe K. So since... This next question is for you, but it is for Topper, too.
Go on.
Okay. My question to you is, if Topper allows you to get an all-girls team with me, would you do it?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Only if you played quarterback, though.
Obviously.
I would love to see you play.
Who do you think? You got to play quarterback, Joe.
Obviously, I play quarterback.
I just want to make
sure
we're on the same
page. So what would Ricky do?
I'll play defense.
He'd coach.
Okay. And no, coach. The rule on gender teams is only one guy can play.
One guy can play both ways.
Yeah, but we just proved that Topper can break any rule that he
wants.
I think that we should just let you play quarterback, and you could play with an all-guys team if you wanted to. That's, that's how terrible you are at quarterback.
You've never
sure.
seen me play quarterback.
I've seen you
I want a playoff game as quarterback, sir. At the Ralph in the Game On League.
Oh,
so
here
that's
we go.
How good I am.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Hi, Letty. I have an answer for you.
How come Game On has this silly podcast, and they've asked you to be interviewed, and they didn't ask me?
All right, because, number one, you weren't standing there.
I didn't want to interview me.
So we played Sticky Bandits this week, and the guy
won?
Who runs Sticky
Did
Bandits
you win?
Was Jeff Kroll. No, we lost on the last play. So Jeff Kroll, he was the one who was part of the Game On Facebook live cast, wherever they were doing. And I noticed him, so I was like, hey, you guys ripping us off? And he just openly goes, yeah, absolutely. He goes, we wanted to figure out a way to make our league a little bit better, so we basically stole this idea off of you guys.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's
they could have done Elmo and they picked the podcast.
It's true.
Maybe they'll do Elmo. Maybe they'll do Elmo next week. It doesn't matter. So they went on Facebook Live and whatever. But he did. He said that we should both go on each other's shows. So Lenny, he didn't just ask me. He asked us.
That can hurt my feelings.
I agree.
Am I in that package deal?
I don't know if those boys could handle a woman. So
you're a vagina.
Boom, Jim. Yes.
That was a good
one. Oh, why can't we bring Emily? She can go like psychological on them.
Yeah. Who else is on there? Anybody else that we know?
I don't know who those other guys are. They were just not.
I'd be good for reading.
Were they Herbs? That's my new word.
Herbs. I haven't heard that since ninth grade.
All those dudes are
bringing
fucking Herbs. All those dudes are fucking Herbs.
I don't know.
Especially their refs.
But I mean, I don't know why they would invite us on the show when I heard like their number one thing they were told by Joe Jungo was don't talk about other leagues.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, I don't. I think it's fun when we
talk have a rule. We just don't care. We talk about whatever we want to.
Then you get kicked out of said league.
Baby, when you sit on the top of the mountain, you can do whatever you want.
There's a lot of great people that play in that league. That league definitely has a great spot here in West New York. There's some great people.
And if you're listening, guys, I would come on. I think talking to me would be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be super great.
Guys, I wouldn't come on your stupid podcast over there.
You don't want him anyway.
I've met really nice people there. I
like Joe.
Yeah. That's where I started playing football.
Lenny, if I may, I'd like to make that. Here we are. We are at 14 minutes in right now. I'd like to make it official and put the word out there. If those gentlemen would like to come on down to the studio here, and we'll have you in this chair, Len, and we'll sit around and talk football.
We should have the Sticky Bandits guys
when
on
it comes off season for us. It's their regular season during that time too, right?
Is it? I don't actually know. I know that they do.
They're in the fall over.
Aren't they doing indoor
they're doing
league too?
They do the indoor league, but. They used to do it at the BNCC, but it got all jacked up.
No, they're
by
doing a
scheduling.
Couple different places.
How much
now,
does it cost to play in that league, Joe?
Like a million.
Tell us a little more.
$800 for a team.
That shit's expensive.
Yeah,
it ends up being $80 a person.
Indoor leagues are expensive, though. I can tell you because Topper
for what? Conversations. But for what?
It's like it was something
being
like,
able to play
for an indoor league. It was like $800 plus ref fees. I think at sports.
That's ridiculous.
That's what they told us. It's marking up nothing. They basically said, "Listen, you want to play in an? I think it was an 8 or 9 week season. It's $800 for the team plus ref fees."
Didn't he do it? He tried to do it this past year, right?
Well, no, we literally asked. Emily was talking to us about it. Like,
wasn't that Sherry?
No. Well, Emily, Sherry did 2 seasons ago, but Emily did this season.
Okay.
What about Riverworks?
Even worse. No, Topper and I actually had a meeting with that guy once, and we literally, no offense to him, he seemed like a nice guy, but he was like, his numbers, we were like, you got to be kidding us.
Great
guy. I did the numbers. It made no sense.
Radically different product, different place. That's
I wonder if the Salem Center would be
cheaper.
Ricky,
it was over $1,000 a team.
He did that to you?
Now, if there are any sponsors out there, that's a different ball of wax.
It was over $1,000 a team when I did the math.
Well, that's one thing. I'm pretty sure that the one thing Game On does is they're sponsored by Labette for some of this stuff, so I think that helps.
It could.
But
yeah, those are numbers. I mean, you know me. I don't play when it comes to that. Those were the numbers. I was right there.
That's what you're here for.
I saw them. So
not gonna lie.
Ask me an honest question. I'll give you an honest answer.
Have you guys ever reached out to like Chevy, Wester Chevy?
No. Oh, yeah. I bought my truck from them.
Oh, there you go.
I'll get my wife on it for you.
Okay.
Ooh, sponsors.
That'd be sweet.
We're getting legit. We
have to wear the decals on our shoulder.
Let's talk about some games.
We're going to hop right into this right here. 10 o'clock games this past week. Eyes Downtown 41, Marketing Mayors with 40. Angry Buffalo, 49 points wins. Tight Ends in Motion with 41. Gryffindor, 35 points. One Topper Too Many with 14. Maddie's Angels, 27. Hung Buffalo with 24. And All We Do Is Quinn. Put up 55, ace with 14. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Mr. Bats, let's set the stage.
Yeah, let's set it.
Topper was going to be the D3 MVP.
It. Yeah, right.
They were 7-1, I believe, at the time. They
and
were
then
crushing
you
everyone.
In and said no.
Joey Bats isn't going to win. Joey Bats isn't going to win the game. You had lost on the last play when Stonehands dropped the ball.
He did. He's on suicide watch.
And then you came in and 35-14. What happened?
My card.
What happened? It was just a dominating performance. I think I might have thrown 40 passes. I think I completed 41 of them. That's how good we were that day.
I heard.
It was unbelievable. I think Tim Dove got hit in the face 4 times with the ball right between the eyes. Drew dropped like 8 passes.
Boo.
Kelly didn't touch the ball.
Drew.
Shame on Topper.
Yeah, really?
Kelly didn't touch the ball at all.
That's bad game planning.
So I invited Kelly to our team if she wants to come over and join the winning
team. There you
team.
Go.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
So I self-snipe her real fast. And I'm just a better athlete than Topper. Does it really? I mean, if we took our shirts off and stood next to each other, who would people look at?
Obviously, Joey Bats.
All right,
and you're way better looking.
Oh, thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
Well, I think
if it's on his birthday, it's Topper.
Yeah, well, I'll give it to him. It's his birthday, but we whooped his ass.
Guess what? Tomorrow's not.
Exactly.
Tomorrow you're
Tomorrow's
a lot
another day. 35-14.
Nice. Good win.
Big win.
Emily, you had the backup quarterback in this week.
Yeah.
Hung Buffalo, who was 6-2, came
to
town.
They were in second place.
Yes,
they were. In sixth. What's
I think they were 6-2. They were 5-2-1 or 6-2. They were really good.
Yeah.
Is the moral of the story? And 50 minutes later,
and they
27-24.
Have 2 feet on every all of our players.
How'd you do it?
Speed. Our team is fast as fuck, and they're not. Sorry.
Sorry about it.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, so we honestly, speed was how we beat them.
They had Cole too. He's got a ton of speed, actually. So that
yeah, we had
all
speed demon Chris Cole.
How did that work in the middle?
It was fine.
Who plays safety for you guys? You and somebody else, obviously, right?
Me and Katie Salisbury or me and Taylor Pagano.
Oh, wow.
We
Katie
rotate.
Salisbury, sweet.
Yeah.
Job is good.
She, we were on hour 5. She caught a ball and ran down the entire field for a touchdown.
Oh, my.
She's quick.
She beat someone on a pump fake stop and go.
Did Hung Buffalo do that thing when they lose, when they get really angry?
I don't know. I ran over to our field because we had a game. And I was tending to my wounds.
They do get mad, though. I repped a couple of their games. They get pretty
get mad.
And they start blaming everybody.
No, they were actually really nice while we were playing. Like, there weren't any problems.
Well,
except
good.
When that guy punched me in the face.
He did that not on purpose.
I know.
It remains
I expect a public apology.
I agree. If no, she said she didn't. He didn't apologize, which is bullshit.
I expect flowers.
At least something.
Which favorite flower?
Chocolate.
Daffodil.
I like yellow roses.
Okay. There you go.
You heard it, gentlemen. Yellow
heard it here,
roses.
Buffalo.
Yellow roses.
He can combo that with yellow chocolate.
Literally blood gushing down my face. It was disgusting. Looked like a rabid wolf.
Stone cold.
My. Did you have the rabies?
Blood from a stone.
It looked like it.
And Ricky, you were reffing here. Angry Buffalo 49, Tight Ends of Motion 41.
Good game.
Yeah.
So, are you going to move those guys up, both teams, to D1?
Well, Angry Buffalo, there's nothing we can do to stop them now. Jay can yell all he wants, but he's going to D1.
Yo,
he's going to have picket signs outside your house.
Really is.
Yo, if he's listening, he has a cannon. Like, seriously.
Yeah, next week can throw.
On a rope. No.
Yeah.
Every ball was a spiral.
He's so good.
Yes.
So
come
good.
On.
I'm and right tight ends is really good
I'm
too.
Right here.
Well, he's not the best. Joey, league, Joey.
Stop not that
Joey.
Fucking good.
Joey.
Nick Suit should have a gender team.
He really should.
Yo, Nick that Suit's, would be
oh,
sick.
Goodness.
He yeah. really should. And, you know, tight ends, 41 points, 49-41. Stoner Dave didn't play again. I mean,
no,
they were within Dave eight. Hurt? No Dave again. And they still gave them a game.
Broken heart.
And
yeah. No.
What? Her ex was hurt, too.
Is Dave playing
his game? He had back spasms throughout the game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. God.
Who's the tall redhead girl? That girl's
Amy.
Good. Oh, she's.
Oh, yeah.
You might see her getting some D2 hardware for female, because that girl can play.
I told you that on Saturday.
Nice.
I told you.
Yeah.
What about, I'll wait to the next segment.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joey, but
no, it's fine.
Nick was he was bald.
He was
we're
going to so
beat him.
Good.
I'm not worried about it. We'll see him in the finals or whatever.
I'm going to ask you a question flat out.
This is what I got to so say much. About that, though. Now, Joey.
Go.
He has had times where he's choked.
Yeah. Nick Suich? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, against
oh,
AKA.
That's talking about Joey. Sorry.
Yep.
I don't choke.
He
yeah, my do. Teammates choke.
So
you got to get a fast rusher.
But you got to get a fast rusher.
We do got a chick that's like lightning out there.
I mean, but she has to go. What do that with her six?
Oh, we went. We tell him.
She's talking about. She has to count my speed.
You want my to count?
Oh, count no, don't say.
Oh, you want my to count?
No.
Count until they throw a flag.
Did you like that stuff Ricky, when you guys play Public Enemy and Mai was standing there? I'm like, oh no, we're going to stop this real fast.
Ricky, she's literally infamous for her counting.
She is. That's true. Make him throw a flag. That's what
hey,
I tell
this
her.
Is what I say. Make him throw a flag. Make him throw a
that's
flag.
That's exactly what I say.
Make him throw a flag. Listen, as quarterbacks, and Joe, you understand
it's
this.
True.
You're you, back Joe. There. You're like 1,000, 2,000 in your you. Head.
You got about.
She's at three.
She speaks
six.
A different language. She's like,
you're at three.
Done.
Like, what the?
You got about 2 seconds.
Seriously.
Get rid of the ball.
We were playing in D6. The girl was counting so fast. We were at probably the 1 point line. I turned at the goal line, and time is already being chased. And now, who was the ref in that game?
Did Maya illegally start
D6? Oh, that's right.
That's bullshit.
No,
it was Bad Ricky. That's who it was. Bad Ricky refing.
Hey, Joey, I want to ask you a question.
No sure.
So let's assume that you win the D3 title.
Obviously.
Let's assume that Angry Buffalo wins the D2 title. Ugh. At the end of the day, do you look at Nick Suich and say, let's do this right now and unify the titles?
Do you lick Nick Suich?
No, do you play him and just let's unify the titles right there and then?
Done. Lock it up. I'll
well,
do it.
To be fair, I believe with the schedule, D1 plays at the same time as D3, so you should just walk over to the D1 champions and challenge
them. I'll challenge. I mean,
because technically, cause D1 title's your title.
And Ricky, I got a question for you. Didn't Matty Ice try to unify the D4 and D3 titles?
He did. No? He did. And Ricky ran away from it because it was.
No, I did not.
Yes,
no.
You did, sir.
I said to him specifically.
I looked at him and said, if we win this game, we got it.
I'm a numbers guy. I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm a numbers guy. So when I go and look at the scores. Per and four, okay? We put up 500 points.
Yeah. And you ran for
Maddie, D4. Maddie only put up 300 in that division, 385.
But you know what, Maddie?
It's not going to happen. You can't keep up with us.
So Maddie has two and you have zero. It was called balls. Maddie walked right up to you and said, yo, let's do this. Let's do this. And you were like, no, I got to go inside. It's raining. No, Maddie, no.
Well,
you
I know mean, what in all fairness, that weather was absolutely
if Maddie Ice wins
so
the D3 title and you win the D1, unify those.
To be fair, that weather was
I wanted no part of that.
Wasn't it hailing that day?
It was hailing that day.
Side by side. In Ricky's defense, it was hailing.
So the minute you could get inside, you did.
I'm going to say this. Maddie did put up a challenge, and that's my guy. We bet every week on the Bills whether they win or lose. 500, 385.
Not happening.
It's a 115 difference.
Right. Yeah, man, you can't. Yo.
It's not even
I can't
league.
Take that.
Like
I can't take
the
that
same
challenge.
All we do is Quinn beat Ace 55-14.
Oh, cool.
No one gives a shit.
Quinn!
With your 11 o'clock games right here, we've got Public Enemy with 32, New Gods 25, NWO 43, Grand Associates puts up 14, Sticky Bandits 45, Bullet Club 44, Saturdays Are for the Girls 28 points, Shredders lose putting up 20, and Uncle Rico's Time Travelers wins with 55, Madison J's with 18, those are your 11 o'clock games.
5-0-1 in their last six games. Joe K, Sticky Bandits came to town 45-44. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, we played them pretty good.
You guys suck.
Yeah, we're terrible. I don't know. We scored in every possession except for the last one. We dropped a touchdown. They came back and scored. They needed a girl touchdown, and
they got it.
They got it on the last.
They
play
struggled
of the game.
Christine quarterbacked, right?
Yeah. What is it about them? Something changed. Like they started out really slow, but they've been scoring over 40 a game.
They keep thinking like they realize they adjust, which is good for them. Not many teams do that. And like they tried throwing deep earlier, and we picked them off a couple times and shut them down, and then it got to the point where they started dumping down a little bit more and taking advantage of some of the weaker spots of our defense. And
like where Gordon is?
Well, Gordon wasn't there. That's part of
where Chad is.
No, they didn't throw where Chad was because Chad picked him off.
There we go.
So,
I mean, if we...
They were kind of abusing the girl side, not going to lie. But they got down. They got the touchdowns they needed, and then they went for two.
Are you calling your girls out?
Sure, I know. You did just call Jess and JJ and Sarah.
I'll call all my 37 girls out. I will call my girls' defense side out because that's the side they scored on a bunch, and that's the side they scored the winning conversion.
Skipper. Congratulations. I saw Rogo. He's
alive.
Rogo is fantastic.
And then he went to tell me and Joey Bats, we're going to go to you before we go to the last game. Their quarterback threw 7 interceptions.
It was a lot of picks.
So he beat the Tommy Hughes record.
I think he did.
Fritz had a tough day. He threw a lot.
Oh, it was Dan Fritz from Winter Jewelry.
Yes.
Oh.
Fritz had a tough day.
He's thrown them in. I saw him play topper once where he threw like 5 in the first half.
They come in bunches.
Yes, he does. Oh, that's not good.
We dominated, though. We were pretty on point. There was nothing that really stopped us. He threw the first, like, the third pass of the game, and then the very next pass, the next drive, it got ugly quick.
How many did you have of the 5?
Like 6.
Okay.
So, whatever. Rogo had a great route, dropped a perfect one right in his hands.
Must have been hungover.
I don't know what he was doing.
Welcome back. Rogo's so awesome.
Well, Rogo was one of the greatest guys in this league, easily.
And Ricky, 32-25. It was a good game. From your side of the fence, what happened?
I fucked up. I'm going to tell you something. I picked on Paul probably the whole game, gave him a wink and then a stare down. Only thing I was missing was the Ric Flair.
Woo!
And then he Ric Flaired my ass.
He did Ric Flair your ass the whole way down the field.
You seen that shit?
Listen, I saw it after our game.
And that's my guy. You know, I told you that before.
Yeah. Yep.
So when I'm looking and I see John, I'm like, I can't get it there. And then I come down, I see McGrath. I'm like, I got it, but I have to look away. And he was just barreling down. He didn't give a fuck who was there. He was getting that interception. And when I threw it and I left my hand, I'm like, I can't let him score. I gotta go tell him. So, but yo, Paul is the man. He's been playing lights out for the last 2 weeks.
5 interceptions in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So
wow.
Almost as many as Joey Bats
in one game though.
I'm gonna tell his ass if I see him in the championship. I got the fucking shades on.
You're gonna go poker. Go WPT on him.
I will not look him in his eyes. I will not. I'm putting the shades on.
It'll be overcast and snowing. Ricky's wearing sunglasses.
I don't give a fuck. I'm wearing sunshades. No. You know what? That was a great game, man. And Emily, I'm not saying that the first game wasn't as good, you know, but she definitely made a difference because it was times where I was like, I can't throw. I want to throw there. You know, the one to Rolly.
And yeah.
It's just she was there, and you know what? So I gotta adjust. So if I see her, you know, I'll make sure that I won't pick on her.
And Emily, you can comment on this. We actually talked about it after. Literally, Emily went into the huddle on a play and picked up on something your corner did, and literally called a stop and go up to herself out of nowhere. Just said, "I got this." And Cole's like, "Okay, go run it," and she did, and she caught literally the ball. I was like, "Damn!" And then Cole came up. He's like. I go, nice call. Cole goes, wasn't me. He goes, she called it.
Yeah.
Give me the rock.
As Emily knows, my favorite play.
As Emily knows, I tried to recruit Emily.
Tampering.
It's true.
No, not this season.
It's a fine.
Not this season.
No.
Before, and she said she was loyal to Lenny or...
Lenny.
I don't think she was on... You weren't on a team yet, right?
No, I was an orphan.
Yeah. Oh. She was just I don't know yet. I don't know. So,
no family.
I've never been on a team jewel. More than one season.
And it was a good game.
She got a jewel. But yeah, that was a good game.
Man. Hopefully you can see each other again. And like I said, I mean, it goes without saying, hopefully John McGrath's okay. I heard he got injured. Everybody's thoughts and prayers are with him. Hopefully he didn't go out for the season. He's a great guy. He's had a
toe injury.
Season.
You never
want to
be legit injured at football.
No,
that fucking
not.
Blows.
Yeah. Yeah, but if we get there,
it'd be nice. Round 3, nothing wrong with that.
Yo,
hell yeah,
let's do this.
Listen, you know what's the best part?
They need to put that. We need to televise that game.
That would be great.
Can we get the drone?
The drone needs to be out for that shit.
Hey, everybody,
I'm about to get cut off.
Here.
That was disrespectful.
Joey Bats is here.
Yo, what?
Remember who you guys are with right now. Okay?
Joey Bats, we'll have a drone for your game too.
All this bullshit about the ifs and whens, guys. Come on, when my team gets there, not you guys. Okay. If I get there, if we get there,
when you're done beating,
hey, we
got
to be
for the D2 title. You can beat Public Enemy or New Gods and unify the D1 title.
Done.
You can unify all the titles, Joey.
Done titles.
And when you're done with that, take 4, 5, and 6 too.
Fuck it. I feel like he's just here to flex his.
We're gonna hand one trophy to Joey Bats.
There, just give it.
Jay-Z beat the Shredders 28-20, and Madison Jays had a very tough day against Uncle Regal's Time
Well,
Travelers.
They had a first time ever quarterback.
So I thought he played quarterback before South Beach.
Heard he threw like 30-something picks, right?
A lot of
don't know.
Fritz play for them too?
Fred.
12 o'clock games.
With your 12 o'clock games. Rax and Sacks 23, XTC 23. Bombers put up 46 over top of the Purge with 40. No punt intended, 52. Home Tech, goose egg, 0. Tommy Hughes experienced 29 points. Salino Sewer Rats lose with 14. Shake a Big Stampede with 26. Back That Pass Up loses that game with 19. Those are your 12 o'clock games.
Before we go to you, Joe, I mean, it was funny. After the game, I had a quick conversation with Tommy Hughes' experience. And Tommy Hughes, they said, Tommy, can anybody stop you? And he goes, Len, I don't know what else to do. I think he said on our first series, he goes, we put out Joe K, we put out
Cole,
and we put out, I think, Easton.
No, Easton didn't play. He was mad about the loss.
Was it Hearn, maybe? But he goes, no, whoever it was, he goes,
Brad, maybe?
He goes, it was an offensive line that everybody in the world could run. Yeah, he goes, and we scored on like three or four plays. Well, he goes, I don't know what else to do.
Like, Chris Cole legit has 10 touchdowns in the last, like, 2 weeks. It's disgusting. It's amazing. He just outruns people. Like, Chris Cole's outrunning people. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
That makes no sense.
And then Mooning.
It's the fucking tight.
Yeah, every time he scores, it's like a truffle shuffle or a moon.
I can see that.
He pulled his penis out in the huddle during the 3 o'clock game.
He did it during the 12
He was drunk
game.
As hell then, wasn't he?
No, he's just Cole. He whips his dick out. It's what he does. He's got that old man thing going on now.
Oh, shit.
He don't care.
Hope his wife's not listening.
It's true.
It's true.
It's some bullshit, though, because that was my thing. But whatever. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It's Home Tech, thanking God that their season's over 52-0.
Did they miss the playoffs?
Oh, they did.
Oh.
I saw them, and they said, don't worry, we're going to D5. And they said,
oh,
fair
no.
enough.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
The Purge lost again, this time to Bombers again, 46-40.
What's up with that?
They got one more game, and then thankfully that season will be over, and then go to D2.
What?
The Purge?
What? The Purge? D2, or are they going to just split up and go over?
The rumor was they're going to D2.
Who they play this week?
Yes.
Who did they play this week?
They play. They were the low
They're
seed.
They're playing
Marketing
Eyes Downtown. Oh, Marketing
okay, yeah, because yeah. Bombers are playing Eyes Downtown.
So they'll be in D2.
Is Taylor playing quarterback?
We think so.
I got Taylor winning.
You think they're going to beat? They're going to.
I got Taylor winning.
All right.
What team is Taylor's? The Purge?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If Taylor doesn't throw any picks.
Well, yeah, that'll help.
That's a big if.
If he plays perfectly, things will go well. Dynamite analysis.
I think that they beat him.
Yeah.
How about that?
If you do everything right,
well,
I'm gonna say,
you know what?
This guy gets it.
I'm just saying, you're going to be in the studio after you retire. You can tell.
Your in-game analysis is on.
Is Ricky Austin going to be our Tony Romo?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, right?
I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed by them when I played. I didn't get a chance to say that. Even though I got a ball thrown in my face.
That was hysterical.
Oh, you're talking about the mayors.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was hysterical, by the way.
Two hands, catch it.
Absolutely.
Someone threw a ball in your
hysterical.
Face?
Hysterical.
I'm on
tensions.
All force.
Yeah, tensions were flaring.
That
really?
Was Andy wow. Smith, right?
Wow. Why are you listen, on all force? Wait, isn't it because you grabbed him while he was running?
He mossed me. And then he got mad for whatever reason. But I'm not trying to throw it. I don't know his name, so I'm not going to throw his name up there. But I wasn't impressed.
I'll throw his name out there. It was
Fair
Andy
enough.
Smith. It was Andy Smith. I'll
hey,
throw it out.
This game's about opinions.
Andy Smith.
I hope you guys get to see them again. Matter of fact, you could. If everybody holds serve, you will get to see them again.
Well, guess what?
Bring
what?
It on. Let's do this.
Listen.
Say it here.
If everybody is there.
You want to kiss him?
They got a fucking problem.
Yeah, if everybody's there, you guys can beat anybody.
No.
I agree.
Listen. If everybody is there for that game. They got a fucking problem.
Yeah. Then you need because to tell your whole team, listen, team sleepover at my house. Clear your calendar.
I tried to.
We've got a
for
day
the money, for the Money Mayweather fight, I tried to get everybody over just so y'all know. And only Jay showed up.
But if it's at your house, you know they'll show up.
Jay and Roland showed up.
I love it.
We were drunk as hell.
Because you know what happened. Everybody would be okay in sleeping bags, and Pete would like be the guy that would want the bed because he's got like designer freaking, you know, like the Pete like and
silk pajamas.
Like silk pajamas with the bubble pipe.
No.
Does Ramir allow you guys to hang out like that?
Fuck. Yes, he does. He encourages it.
Guy stuff.
Right now.
Yeah, he says
right
that's
now.
How teams get
yes.
unified.
And we need to. But you know what? That game, I'm singing on no one else.
Right
nice.
Now, there is an
but
alarm
them,
going
right there?
Off in Ramir's head. Ramir is on his way here right now. I hope we lock the door. Because like he's got because I know he's got GPS and all you guys. Hey, he's gonna go Ricky.
Rivalries are
all right. What the fuck?
We feel like that about when I's downtown and Public Enemy go have at it. We're the same way, so don't feel bad.
No, everybody's got a team. Because I got thrown.
I'm just surprised that you had a party. You invited the team and he didn't show. That's all I'm saying.
He was out of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's out of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He told me to do that. I did. But you know, things happen. Oh, I'm sorry. What's the young lady name? Megan. Oh, we got so many M's on our team.
Which means we called you guys that we want to call the girls the M&Ms.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She came.
That was mine.
She brought her girlfriend. We were
Megan, yeah. Maggie, my.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of M's.
A lot of M's.
And Racks and Sacks tied XTC 23 up.
I ref that game.
We had a good game.
Yeah.
Tommy Hughes, but he doesn't throw six picks. They're in the game.
Bad, yeah. It was a good game. It was nice. Okay. It was cold out.
Let's try 1 o'clock.
Sweep the leg. No mercy.
With your 1 o'clock games right here, replacements win 27. Blitzkrieg put up 26. Cobblestone 34. A&A with 8. The Bams win 40 points. AARP loses with 0.
Ooh.
Passless Chaps 26 for the W. But Hope and Ruin gets a W as well. So it's a T. 26 for them. UFO with 13. Practice Nailed squad it. With 6. Those are your 1 p.m. games.
Joey, it says you were reffing the replacements Blitzkrieg game last play. What happened?
The guy that's on Hung Buffalo scored the touchdown.
I think a chick threw it at the end there. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember. I usually don't pay attention.
I saw
too
him running down the
great
field
referee.
Doing the high leg thing or whatever.
Oh, wow.
High step thing.
That was Jeremy. That was Burr's game, right?
Yeah, they've won like the last three. They're coming in hot.
They beat us a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they're playing good. Their quarterback, Mike, got a pick six, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And he was Ric Flair all the way down the field.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Would it be?
Wish. Poor AARP, you know, being impressive is always at the end, 40 to nothing.
Yeah, that's good.
Hope and Ruin should not have tied Passless Chaps, and they did.
I was watching that game.
Why?
Because some of my friends were playing in the game.
Okay.
And Brandy goes on the field. The other team is throwing the ball from like 10 yards behind the 50 on 6-0. And Brandy yells, hit it down. 3 times she says it. If it comes to you, hit it down. What does someone on Hope and Ruin do?
Tip it straight up.
Catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then try, because they're padding their stats, and try to run down the field. And then
we like to call that an Osika.
Yards.
This is a stat-heavy league.
That's so a Greg Osika.
We don't even keep stats. Do
I keep
know that?
I keep stats for everybody.
People personally keep their own
ever
stats.
Since Binder Girl left, the stats in this league have really gone down.
Is that team still in it?
No, they will be back, I've been told, in the spring.
Good, Binder
what
goes.
Team?
Dark Knights. People to just keep stats at every field the whole day.
We should.
That'd be kind of cool.
One season.
We should. One season. Just one season.
I know somebody who needs a job.
TSL
film. True. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this.
Yeah, but not with numbers. Not with numbers.
Oh, wait, what?
Not with
I know,
numbers.
Right?
Oh.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Can he spell?
Did you know that Jeff Kroll keeps spreadsheets of everything that Sticky Bandits does?
That doesn't surprise me.
I can see that.
Yeah,
that
so he knows everybody's stats. That's how they always know when it's their 100th game and stuff.
That's
because
weird.
Because they have spreadsheets.
We have to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's cool.
I think I'm
gonna
do
wish
this.
Someone kept stats for me.
I know,
you
me too.
Stands for yourself.
You know,
hey, Joey, what about you, Jim?
Emily, I got bad news for you. When you look like you do, you can have guys do whatever you want. You want stats? Just start tomorrow.
I'll start my own binder.
I will find 10 guys that will walk around with binders probably.
I'll start my own binder.
This all brings
Call
up a great
binder
point.
Girl.
Binder Girl, Andy, Dark Knights, other people that aren't playing in the fall session
He
here,
sent the text.
They could all come to the banquet this winter,
They really
too.
Could.
They really
and
could.
It's going to be January 12th from what we're being told, people.
January
12th? Can we bring dates?
Yes.
I brought dates last year.
You brought a whole gang.
Oh, you brought a whole gang of
anyone.
Them.
I know. I brought my whole little girl power squad.
That's where we all met Sarah.
Yeah.
And remember
and
who
forgot,
said
we,
who was that redhead that was all super cute? I remember it like it was yesterday.
And then she became the Bachelorette and ruined her life.
I did not ruin her life.
Bachelorette.
Damn.
The I might have contributed
her,
to ruin
her
life.
Their
life
party was having a great time.
Her life did change after that.
Her life changed after that.
Did she use her gift certificate for Tempo yet?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Money well spent.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure she went.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Oh, absolutely. You're smiling like she went with somebody interesting.
She went with me.
Oh, really?
What a song. Damn.
Right?
Bag.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. A UFO 13-6 over the practice squad. I think they
13
finished
13-6?
Like, yeah.
The
fuck?
I almost took the over.
Did they play 10 minutes?
That's a boring game.
They did not.
That's
offense
a boring
struggles.
Game.
We talked to Mark Biscagli and Kim. Talk about nice people in this league. Mm-hmm. I have nothing but nice things to say about Mark. I met his father.
Mark's a good quarterback? Actually,
yeah, he said he's going to come out. We're going to bring him on a podcast,
great
too.
Mark's a good dude.
Yeah, his father was a really nice guy. He said he wants to talk to us, so I think that'd be great.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
To him.
As a matter of fact, to take it a step further, Topper told me that if we get Mark's father to be on a podcast, Topper said he would show up.
But
Topper,
yes, at the studio.
There's not enough box coming out of the woodwork world to get Topper to come here.
He said he would do it.
Wow. Big dog.
So be on the lookout. We will have Mark and his father on. Maybe Creative Kim too. We'll have the Topper.
Wow,
Jesus!
We'll have everybody on all at once. And congratulations to them. They're the number 2 seed heading into the D6 playoffs. 2 o'clock.
With your 2 o'clock games, Witters 39, DMX with 38, tight one there. Mickey Rats, a.k.a. Condos and Townhomes, 33. Primetime Players with 22. Third Inch Long, 37 points and Decent Exposure with 21. McKenzie Agency, 28. Santa's Secret Sauce with the loss, 26 on the board. NWO, 39. Blitzkrieg couldn't pull it out, though. 30. Those are your 2 p.m. games.
A couple important things here. One of the only games that really actually mattered for standings, congratulations to Third and Schlong. They make the number 8 seed in D4. Actually, that seed was on the line. Both those teams are fighting for it. They win 37-21, so we get our colors for the playoffs.
Yay!
Congratulations to Witters. I watched that game.
Me too.
They played very well.
They won by one point to the worst team in the division.
Yeah, but they lost by like 16 2 weeks ago to them.
They've got a great quarterback.
And James. We'll be back after James. This commercial. Joey NWO 39, Blitzkrieg 30.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't even that close.
How many interceptions do you have in that game?
Zero.
But it's a 1 point.
But we let them score at the end. I don't know, I think I had like 7 or 8, I think. I don't even remember, honestly.
Just having a good day. And talk about letting people win. Santa's Secret Sauce, congratulations, letting McKenzie get a better seating. It's the second year in a row. I think Dave Walter let the team win at the end.
I don't know what's going to happen with McKenzie, though, because I know in that game, Ferger got his shoulder separated by Ferger.
How did that happen?
I think Bell wasn't the problem.
Aren't they on the same team?
I guess Ferger went up for a ball and Prim ran through him.
Of course
Shocked.
He did.
Like for on a defensive play. I just think he wasn't paying attention, but... I don't know. I guess he just
so he's done.
Prim runs like a fucking freight train.
I don't know. He didn't say he was done. But
maybe it's the sauce that he was drinking.
He said he'll be a football Saturday. He didn't tell us if that meant as a player or as a fan, though.
It's gonna be cold out Saturday, so I would stay home. If
bundle
I was
up.
25.
He's gonna bring the moonshine, so we'll see what happens.
Stay warm.
Bundle up. Peeps.
Oh, if he brings the moonshine, I'm in.
And 3 o'clock games.
Take my rifle.
Wait, why isn't the most important game?
We don't know.
With your 3 o'clock games right here, Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars, 28. HK4 loses that one with 27. The Tammies put up 24 in Collegiate Solar with 6. That is the end of your day.
There was one more 3 o'clock
There was definitely
game.
The Bees Brother Memorial Cup game, and I don't care if you're mad at them. And we that played that the... game against Witters, and Topper I'm louder.
Oh. Yeah, cut his microphone. Thank you. Very rarely do I disagree or agree with that, but I agree in this.
It's okay. I got...
I can just yell. I don't care. I'm loud.
Congratulations to Ryan Puckett, who beat HK4. They took the number 1 seed.
Give me a voice back. Oh,
congratulations to the Tammies. They are not the worst team in Topper Sports right now. That unfortunately belonged to Collegiate Solar. They won 24-6.
Does that team ever win? That Collegiate? Do they ever win that team?
Collegiate Solar is right now the worst team in the history of the league.
Ever, right?
Well, yeah. They won one game, and it was against the Tammies. But the Tammies won at the end, so that makes them a little better.
Yo,
they're terrible.
I was waiting for the ref, like, you know, whatever they gave us, like a Topper, you know, wings and things. I was just sitting there counting the time, like, God, this is. It was 0-0 at halftime.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Woof.
Really?
That's terrible.
I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shout out to Witters for stepping up when Chad Stuff no called,
yes.
No show.
And that was in the Stanley Cup game. They were handed
a
replica Stanley Cup.
We can say Memorial game because now it's like he's dead.
He's dead to me.
I know. So it still works.
We should have a Memorial.
Yeah. LVP Mike Baccio, by the way, for breaking it.
Did he break it?
He brought it into the bar mid-game. Remember, we thought it disappeared.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just know
he held it by like the neck, and it fell out, and it dropped, and that's why it was all like broken.
Of course,
inside.
He did. Well, congratulations to Tommy Hughes. If you go to the website, there'll be a picture on them holding the cup.
Yeah, we won the cup. It was actually a really fun game, though.
It was fun.
We rushed Topper. I rushed him the first time and counted six and went, ah, and he dropped. He fumbled the ball. It was hilarious.
You had to be there, I guess. Good. Sounds real funny, though, man.
No, it was hilarious.
It sounds great.
Topper's just a joke. And then Drew rushed in on him. Topper tried throwing it over him, and Drew batted it down. And Topper just caught it and ran with it. It was great.
It cut his mic.
That's rude.
That's rude. Thank you to bensound.com. We thank you for your music, as always. Are we going to go to the playoff matchups yet? Or?
I think so.
Okay. The playoffs are here, and new stories will unfold. Stars will emerge, both of young folk and old. I can't help but think as we close in on the day. Game On copied our podcast, and dude, that was lame. Daryl is awesome, and Joey Bats is all right. Matty Ice and Gordon are both prone to fight. Good Lord, Topper, you are doing good with your fame. But why did you not let Ace and the Angels play in their game? The Bams must be trembling as the playoffs draw near. They keep getting beat early. Of this, they will fear. Bobby and Turner were once friends, but now they must fight. When they parted ways, which was wrong and which was right? Ryan Puckett was so happy, and H. Quay 4 was so sad. The Kellers made the playoffs, and Home Tech is mad. I hope Such and Tiger once again will get to have fun. I love when Jay tries to convince me not to send him to D1. I feel for Frodo, Porkchop, Mikey, and the rest of the guys. When Scotty dropped that ball, I could not believe my eyes. I know no one is talking, and I think the whole thing is lame. Travis, you did nothing wrong. Get back to your game. Tommy Hughes, XTC, is ready, but don't go out hating. Stay in the middle, cuz Godzilla will be waiting. It matters not if you play corner, middle, or rover. Play each game like it's your last, because someday it will all be over. Don't be nervous or scared. We're not done. Who's gonna leave yet? This still is so much fun.
Heading into your playoff weekend, we've got the D6 teams right here. Starting off is going to be number one, Tommy Hughes Experience, going up against Collegiate Solar. Number two, UFO, taking on number seven, the Tammies. Number three, Salino Sewer Rats, is going to be taking on the McKenzie Agency. And number four, the Practice Squad, taking on Santa's Secret Sauce.
Real quick, we'll go through each division. There's going to be no upsets. D6 is about as clean cut as it's going to come.
I don't see one team upsetting any of those teams.
You
know, it's funny because when we played Collegiate Solar, though, they were the only ones that were smart and just ran by us and like tried to use their speed against our lack thereof. And it kind of went well for them until near the end of the game. So I'm not saying that we're going to lose or anything.
What was the final of that game?
I don't know, probably a trillion or two.
The only chance in God that any team is within 10 of the other is if Santa's Secret Sauce shows up with like four people.
The only way we might lose, though, is because you guys play after Tommy Hughes does, and Chris Cole's not going to play receiver for us now, just so he doesn't get hurt for your game.
Oh, good point.
I mean, he's the hottest player in D6 right now, so losing that could really hurt.
Yeah. Watch out, ladies.
why don't you toss the rock on Saturday in that game?
We still got Tommy for that.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Take it over.
D5?
Nah, that's cool,
baby. Yeah. That's
take control.
Be captain of the ship.
Fuck yeah, be captain of the ship.
With your D5 games. First place come from behind, taking on Hope and Ruin, who's in 8. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, number 2, taking on the Madison Lees over in 7. Hung Buffalo places 3rd, facing Maddie's Angels.
Yeah.
Who's in 6. All We Do Is Quinn, 4th place, taking on Ace. That is D5.
Two big stories right now. We do not know if Madison Lees is playing or not. Some claim they have forfeited. Joe K claims they have not.
Not yet, officially.
Yes. I claim that I'd like to play quarterback for them, but Topper's being a big duty head on his birthday.
The Angels beat Hung Buffalo last week. I mean, can they do it again?
We'll be in full force next weekend.
Everybody's showing up.
We're going to have subs.
I almost feel like every game here could be, well, I mean, except for the one that might theoretically forfeit. Anyone could win one of these games, right?
Yeah, come from behind. You know, they are the number one seed, but they didn't play last week, and it's not good going to the playoffs rusty. You want to be playing, so that'll be interesting. And Ace got crushed by All We Do Is Quinn, but hopefully they were missing somebody, and it'll be a better game this week than it was last
week.
Ace is
the team with...
Ace always has excuses.
With Ronnie's our quarterback?
Yes, and I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to say it. I want Ace to play Maddie's Angels in the finals.
Everybody
I don't care how they work that out. They have to play.
I want Ace to win it all, actually. That's my...
be kind of funny, actually.
I want them to win it all.
They win it all.
I'll play them by myself. Oh, man.
I'll carry Ron off, off the field on my shoulders.
How funny is that? We leave the Barnums and we walk out and, like, literally the Angels are fighting Ace. Like, player against player, they're all throwing down.
Amazing, and Ron's doing ninja kicks and shit.
Division 4.
We've got some scrappy Angels.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. D4, yeah. Ryan Puckett All-Star is going to be taking on 3rd-inch long. HK4 is facing AARP. Saturdays are for the girls taking on the Bams. And the Shredders are going to be facing, no puns intended.
Three of these games should be runaways, but, you know, I keep looking at the 3 versus 6 here.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, Saturday versus the girls versus the Bams. Now, the Bams have done things in this league. I don't think they've ever won the title, but they are always good come playoffs. Will Antonecki show? If he does, this is going to be a good game. If he doesn't, the Bams will get rolled.
And Jay-Z will kill himself if they lose in the first round.
If they don't win the title, Jay-Z might.
Jay-Z seems pretty good in the playoffs. Ain't that right, Rick?
No!
Suck it.
Snap.
Because you guys lost last year because you suck.
I got the Bams by 30.
I'm going to laugh if Ricky's rough in that game.
Let's see.
Let's see. Could be.
That would be poetic justice.
He's going to make calls like B's brother did in the Memorial game. Remember Jason German? He literally like went like that to Taylor Pagano, and then he's like, flag, and we got like a 40-yard penalty up the
field.
That's
his girl.
I turned to him and yelled, Jeffrey, you can't touch girls at all, man.
Yeah, this is a no-contact league. Flag went flying.
So funny.
Literally, we got like a 40-yard gain. It was awesome.
Division 3.
Sorry, I was getting ready to mute the mic.
Rude.
With your D3 games, Gryffindor is going to be facing primetime players. One Topper Too Many is going to be losing to Mickey Rats. Sticky Bandits is facing Cobblestone. And Bullet Club is going to struggle with A&A.
Suck it.
The Godfather said this in his article
versus
today.
Maddie A.
Yeah, I don't think there is one bad game here.
It is not me versus Maddie A. It is definitely Gordon versus Maddie.
Oh, there is no doubt it is Gordon. They're going to bro down.
Do not like habitual right
line stepper.
Which might have been the line of the season, if you ask me.
They're not. The best of friends right now.
The habitual line stepping award.
Competitive. It's going
to
be.
I would like to see.
This game's going
to
be.
What time is that game?
I don't know.
Let's check.
I do not want that game to be close. I want one team just to beat the other and be done with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never trust Gryffindor as a one seed. Eight could win.
Oh my God.
Joey, how are you feeling? I got
to
be honest.
You have to be nervous.
I am.
You're a habitual choker.
How are you feeling?
1,000. I've never been more confident walking into a game than I am right this
time. Are you calling your shot?
We're going to win. He is. We're going to win by 40.
Nice.
I'll take that.
No medical issues this year. You're 100%. You're ready for this one.
I'm 100%. The guy's ass is out. I am legit 100%.
Sorry.
There's no way. I might complete 47 passes and only throw 40 of them. That's how good I'm going to be.
Nice.
That's how good I'm going to be.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
And Sticky Bandits playing Cobblestone. They should be okay. And One Topper Too Many against Mickey Rats, they beat them twice, but I still don't think they've been at 100% when they played them. So
Drew's not going to be there this weekend.
He's not.
He's going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Hot Atlanta.
They're missing a couple people, actually, I was told. I know Drew's one of them, which is their offense.
Wouldn't that be funny if Mickey Rats brought the A-Squad?
I would love
that
it.
That would be awesome.
Love it.
Wow.
That would be
if Topper
really
lost in their first round.
Oh, Joe K, is everybody coming this week?
Hell yeah, we're good.
You got all 37 girls coming?
I think all 5 will show up.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Good.
D2.
D2. Angry Buffalo. DMX. 1 versus 8. NWO is going to be facing Winners. Tight ends in motion going up against Blitzkrieg. Gray and Associates facing the Replacements.
The two games at the back end. Those are the ones that are just jumping off the page at me.
Mm. Well, what's great in associate teams to show up?
I'm hearing rumors that Devin's not playing.
Interesting. Is like Patterson and Grupka and Rogo and Doobie going to show up for that team?
There's rumors they might not, and you might just see the B squad.
Scott Arian's a great dude.
Yep.
And is Fritz playing quarterback? Because if Fritz is playing quarterback, it's game over for that one.
And Titans in motion, literally, if I'm not mistaken, they went to the last play last time they played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right to the wire.
Neck and neck game. Both teams came
Those
to play.
Those two know each other well.
I mean,
they know how to play against each other, too, because they've played together for so long.
That would be an interesting matchup.
That 2-7 matchup's just not even important.
Yeah. NWO against Witters.
Got it together.
Are you going to put them down? Are you going to be Roman Reigns against The Undertaker here?
I am going to. It's my yard now.
Oh, my God.
It's my yard now. It's absolutely. I'm playing quarterback for that game. Anthony's out of town.
It would be awesome if you guys beat Witters and then, like, Zach Newberry just left his cleats on the field.
That would be pretty funny.
Zach listens sometimes, so I really hope he's listening
today. My goal for that game is to get them so angry at Newman that they start a fight on the sideline. during that game.
There was almost a fight during the DMX game.
They just
remember.
There's always almost
Witters,
a fight.
It was pretty chirpy.
Who are they yelling at?
Probably, each other.
Probably each
oh,
other,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I must have been.
They're always fighting.
No,
with each
no,
other.
No. Like the teams were yelling at one.
Oh,
another.
Okay. That yeah, I must have walked away from that part.
Would it be? Which
we were getting ready for the game. You don't want to talk about.
Yes, in D1.
D1. Marketing Mayors is going to be facing the Purge. Eyes downtown, going up against the Bombers. Public Enemy facing XTC. And then we have Racks and Sacks facing New Gods.
Well, Ricky, we got to start with you.
Ricky, you only have 5 seed?
Yeah, well, no, they're the 4 seed.
Not according to the sheet.
Well, it flipped.
Okay.
We were typing them fast. New Gods are the 4 seed. Racks and Sacks actually beat you guys.
Yeah, because you suck.
They took out a big lead, but you guys came back quickly on them. So, I mean,
Joey, you're great.
This ought to be interesting. I mean, you guys are excited for this game, obviously.
Not to interrupt the more important stories, I think I'm refereeing that game, actually.
Oh, really?
I think so. Let me double check.
So
make sure you look at the fucking
referee
line,
who admitted
Joe.
He doesn't pay attention to the game the whole time.
Joe,
if it's boring,
fucking look at the line,
if it's
Joe.
Boring.
Oh, why do they count too fast? Because I know that you let that go.
No,
so let it go.
No, they don't count too fast.
Listen here. Now, when the season started, it looked like Public Enemy, Eyes Downtown, and the Marketing Mayors were going to be battling for that title. Now, Racks and Sacks and New Gods came out of nowhere and crashed that party. It looks kind of like how you say here, John McGrath might be done, which will hurt the New Gods' chances.
But we're hearing maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, what's the truth here?
Truth is this.
That you suck.
I have to come out and play the best game of the season to get to the next round.
And you can do that.
And we only focusing on Saturday.
There you go.
Yep. Who's on Racks and Sacks?
And I got to tell you, I did not play. Oh, I'm going to tell you, out of all the games I played this year, that game I didn't play well. So got my eyes on you.
There should be no reason the guys would lose that game. You know, the team to beat is Bobby's team, actually.
You know what?
Bobby's team's sweet.
You know what?
Joey, you're the best.
Nah.
Listen.
I enjoy Bobby.
Scumbag.
He makes me laugh.
You really you enjoy?
I enjoy Bobby is a good dude. He makes me laugh. We talk about wrestling a lot.
No. Sucking. Okay, outside of football, Bobby's good.
Oh, no, I love getting in his head. We just call him an asshole when he starts getting like, Bobby, shut the fuck up. You're an asshole. Relax. Yeah.
They're so fast.
They are fast.
They're very fast.
And they're good. And they got good chicks, too. Who else on the team? Joy Ruderman's on the team. And who's the other chick on their team?
Beth and...
Beth.
Third one.
You know what I? You know what I? You know what I? You know what I got to say about this? about D1. It seems as though. Y'all are crazy. It seems as though that everyone that we've beaten has came to.
They let you win probably because they feel bad.
They came. Well, maybe so.
A win's a win.
Win's a win. But they came to Ramirez and said we shouldn't have lost to you. Like. With some scrubs on the side of the, what's going
you
on?
Should have lost.
That's disrespect. That like is disrespect. Yeah. Maybe they're not even like trying. Maybe they're just saying, "Eh, we'll get them in the playoffs. They suck."
That's just how people cope with losing. Like I'm going to say, we shouldn't have lost to Sticky Bandits on the last play of the game.
But you guys are the worst team in the league, and you lost twice.
Dennis I know, Green and we have a career winning record
your
against
record
Gryffindor.
Says with,
ain't that about a bitch?
There we go.
Our record are what we says it are or something. How did he do it?
Your record is what it says it is.
I'm going to go say Denny Green.
Denny
Green.
We are who they thought they were.
We are who we thought they are.
No, but not for nothing. No, I mean, we got to come to play, man.
Victories are earned, and every time you get it, you earned it.
You guys should win by 17 on that.
I mean, who wins by 17?
You should win by 17. Frankel's not going to be there. Travis is.
Yeah, but what if they are?
Suicide watch still.
Ooh, I don't think it's that bad.
Listen, they're there as far as I'm concerned. I'm not giving a fuck about who's not showing up or not.
And what if Josh shows up?
Because let's think about it. John Allen didn't show up for a couple games. Mm-hmm. Pete didn't show up for a couple games. John McGrath is fucking hurt since week 3. Some of our females haven't showed up.
Yep.
Shit. Sometimes I was there and I didn't show up. So.
So. Solo Ricky.
Any given Saturday.
They played with a gender team in D1 that one week.
Yeah, but it's Marketing Mayors.
Yeah.
That's true,
And like I said to you, we lost by 17 and they didn't impress.
Nice.
Ooh. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, and they just lost this week to Bobby.
I'm talking shit.
Yes, shout out to Bobby. Since
you're
talking about Bobby.
What team's Bobby's? What team's Bobby's?
Eyes
team?
Downtown.
Eyes down. That's my pick. That's my pick for D1.
You picking that?
I'm picking D. I'm picking that.
You picking that over
I'm picking
over
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy or New Guys? That's how you feel?
That's how I'm picking them. Yeah,
that's fucked up. That's
Public Emily.
Thought you was my guy, yo.
Well, we can't say Emily anymore then, probably, right?
He's downtown.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
No, we beat him.
Lenny. I'm sorry, Lenny.
Hey, has Public Enemy beat Ice Downtown?
Not this year. We've beat them in the past, though. Yes.
Hey.
They have a new...
Hey, I got to tell you. I beat Bobby for a championship before.
You guys beat Ice Downtown.
Really?
You guys beat them this year.
And Game On.
Really?
Yeah.
And you beat them this year.
And we beat them this year.
Yeah, you guys beat... That was
so I ain't afraid of them.
That was the best game I think you
even
guys
played
all year.
Even though I like them.
When I was on tight ends in motion and indoor, we beat them.
The best game New Gods played, in my opinion, is when they beat Ice Downtown. It was phenomenal. Shocked them. They didn't know what hit them.
Shock around the world.
They manned them, and they didn't know what hit them.
You know what? I just don't like being that we have to shock people. Like,
what I'm saying is nobody. You don't man Ice Downtown. It wasn't against your. Like, we beat them the same way and shocked them because we manned them last year. They didn't know what hit them. Nobody mans them. That's what I mean by shock. Yeah, nobody. Bobby doesn't know what to do against a man. I made the blueprint. Everybody's manning them because I said so last year, and everybody's listening to me.
I got you.
I know how to beat Ice Downtown.
I'm not saying that it ain't true.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying I wrote the blueprint on how to beat them. I actually was the guy who wrote the blueprint on how to beat Doobie, too.
Dude,
you got a man Doobie.
It's true.
The replacements last year, last two times, manned them, and then they win. And they're like, thanks, Len.
Is Doobie showing up this week? That is the question of the week.
I don't think it matters if he does. I mean, I know he's great, but you can't not show up for six straight weeks and make it rain.
Especially
it doesn't work like
25 degree weather, you're right.
What's up, Rick?
Lenny.
Yes.
So is it true that the zone Ricky? To
zone
beat
Ricky.
If I was playing you guys, I would be more inclined to play a zone than a man. That's how I would attack it, yes.
You motherfucker.
But that's how I would do it. Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's as much about you as it is like.
Yeah, we play everybody different, though. We have different mentalities.
Your receivers.
Yeah, no, we when we played you guys, you and Lotus, I mean, you guys scored 25 this time and 46 the last. We adjusted.
Ball, yep.
We absolutely adjusted on offense and defense.
Is Heather going to be there for you guys this weekend?
No, I don't know. That's a good question.
Where's she been?
This might be the first week we have everybody, except we're not sure about Heather.
Oh, Cheryl's back this week.
We've had our whole team.
Yep, we got Cheryl.
Cheryl whole team
back?
No, she's not coming back to.
She's
spring.
Not Adrian Peterson. She's not coming back.
Oh, but say holy
fast.
Shit!
We've had our team 100%.
Imagine her rising.
That would be amazing.
No, seriously. Like, oh my god!
Like whatever fireworks Gordon had left, we'd use for Cheryl's return.
Like the Undertaker.
It'd be so good. Yeah, somehow the lights on the field just go out.
It's amazing.
The sun goes out.
Well, Joey Bats, we're going to start with you, as we always do. MVPs, LVPs this week. Obviously, you're the MVP, but you have to pick an LVP.
Of the whole week?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one dude, his name's Ben from Blitzkrieg. He was talking a lot of shit during the game. I like it. I like it. I like to enjoy. I enjoy that. I think I'm good at it. So yeah. I caught. Come on, bro. Know your place. So he.
I do.
It was the one play he started talking shit on. They were way out of whack. We got to the line real fast. He was covering like two or three guys. And obviously, when the best player in the league is running the route, that's who you should lock up. So I caught a pass over his head, and then I kind of went out, kind of ran sideways to go out at the one so we can try and get a girl score. And he started talking shit. And I thought we were cool, and I didn't know because he never really talked shit before. So I didn't know if he was fucking around with me or if he was really being a jerk to me. So I started talking shit like I was being a jerk to him. And I said, I told him he had a baby dick, I think. I can't remember exactly.
That sounds like what you would say.
I can't remember what I said, but after the game, he was real cool. So he was a good dude. I just couldn't. He frightened me a little bit because I'm like, dude, I thought we were friends. I kind of talked to you a little bit, but I scorched him on a couple plays. So
okay, so he's your LVP, but I'm assuming yourself MVP.
Did you see my performance?
I did. That's why
I three games were 3-0. So that's obviously the MVP.
Mic drop.
Damn.
Bang.
Emily Curry, MVP, LVP?
My LVP is the guy from Hung Buffalo that gave me a fat
no
lip.
Doubt.
Yeah, and no apology.
No apology. I expect yellow roses on the field, a dozen on Saturday. My MVP is Witters for stepping up when Chad stuff no-called, no-showed.
No doubt.
We had fun. Everybody had a blast. It was a good game. It was
the last time we'll see B's brother forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll never see him again.
Yes.
Joe King?
No, Ricky's got to go.
Oh, yeah. Ricky, LVP, MVP.
You can pick me again if you want.
MVP to all the players that are refs in the league that had a chance sit and enjoy some of the nice Angry Buffalo wings on top.
It was a fun time. Everybody's having a good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it really was. A lot of laughs.
If anybody's listening, it is Carolina Barbecue hot chicken wings.
That's the move.
That's the move.
That was the move.
Amazing.
I'll be there.
Shout out to the cook. Shit. All right. Anyways, that's the MVP. LVP, me.
Ooh.
Oh.
I didn't show up.
I always show up.
I didn't show up. So, LVP to me. Let's go.
Joseph King.
Well, I have a feeling that your LVP will be the one I want to say, so I'm going to let you have it.
No, I'm not going there. You can have it.
Oh, well then. Well, the LVP I was going to say was the guy from Salino Sewer Rats who played against us in Tommy Hughes, and he kept getting open deep, and their quarterback would hit him in stride or standing all alone, and this guy dropped every open pass.
Oh,
Ricky's freaking out right now because he was reffing that game, and this dude, he got behind the defense, and he was wide open on, what, two or three bombs, and that quarterback scrambled and hit him on the numbers, on the hands, and this dude just kept keyholing it and dropping it. Like, they should have had more points.
You said two. It was four.
It was four?
It was four.
I didn't watch them the whole
game.
Holy
crap.
That's
sorry.
Yeah, no, dude kept getting open and just not and just dropping.
Is he an athlete?
Not anymore.
He lost his. So then, everything. Now.
Then I guess my second LVP is the now suspended from the league B's brother.
It's true.
Because we created a wellness committee for him, tried to help him out, try to get Jeffrey a job. And he said, he was down for our advice. Joey Batts is on the committee. Lenny's on the committee. Garrett's on the committee. And
Rachel Parker's on the committee.
Yeah, and he said he went to the mall. He said he was getting apps for jobs, and then he had to go get a haircut. And then all of a sudden, Leonard put all the timeline together and realized that it's impossible for him to do what he said he was doing. And all he asked for was a simple picture. A simple picture of the apps that he got to show that he was trying. You know, Topper gave him a number that he could call for people that would help him. He said he'd called that. And he wouldn't do it. And all of a sudden it became obvious that it was a huge lie, and he hurt Lenny's feelings really bad. And because of that, because of his deception, he's been suspended from the league until further notice.
But the thing was, he rattled off four or five businesses that
he went to.
Yeah,
he said all these places that he went, and he didn't get his...
and all these bullshit places.
Well, it's all online now. Well, why were you there then, sir?
You forgot the magical part where once we pushed him, he said his uncle got him a job.
But
he wouldn't give us his uncle's number, and he said he'll have to call him in the morning.
He's going to go paint and cut lawns in the fucking winter.
In the winter, in 10-degree weather, in his cargo shorts.
Oh, that poor fellow. Yeah, so B's brother suspended, makes him a big LVP, too.
Damn.
The ads he shows up to this week, what do you think?
He's
grounded this week, actually.
He can show up if he wants. Just good luck ordering a drink.
Which is funny because he was almost MVP because he threw a touchdown to Daryl.
He did throw a touchdown to Daryl.
And that'll probably be the last thing we remember him by. So
what a way to go out.
So because of that, I'm just going to forego having an MVP.
I respect it.
And Lenny, it's on you now.
I'm not even going to have an LVP because you didn't have an MVP because I agree with you. My MVP, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. And if I'm a homer, so be it. And Ricky, I apologize, but I have to say this.
No problem.
Public Enemy is 5-2-2, and they are a great team. They are a great bunch
a
of people. They are the most angry
5-2-2
team that I've ever seen in my life. And I think a lot of times, sometimes unfairly, and more unfairly than not, Paul Niemann has been singled out for having some issues. And I'm here to say that Paul Niemann has literally thrown Public Enemy on his back the last 2 weeks. He had four interceptions last week. And as Ricky alluded to, Paul Niemann saved the day for the Public Enemy defense and won the game, grabbed the ball, and literally wooed his way down the field. So that man deserves an MVP. Public Enemy needed him, and he came up huge. And I'd be remiss if I didn't hand him an MVP for the way he's been playing down the stretch. So that's my MVP. And
I will say, every time Paul Niemann gets a pick, there's a crazy Emily sprinting behind him to get the gender points.
Even with laryngitis, which is pretty awesome. And B's brother, you lied. You're an LVP, so don't lie.
Don't lie,
Jeff.
Lying
is bad.
I know you're listening. He's going to listen, obviously.
You want to put on a lobster suit and videotape an apology? I'll think about listening to it.
I think we should get a whole new costume if he's going to do it. Like,
maybe he should be Sexual Harassment Panda or Barney the Dinosaur.
I think so.
That's the only way.
Barney!
Barney's a good one.
I will even think about accepting the apology. That's the only way.
He's going to have to be Barney and sing the entire song.
That's a good one.
And Lenny and Joey, you'll be his baby bop. It's
done.
Fine.
So we're at 1:08. We're going to go around the room one more time before we close here. Joey Batts, at the end of the day, final thoughts. At the end of the day, what do you say?
I mean, we're going to win by... I'm playing quarterback for both leagues, so we're going to win by 40 both times.
So 80.
I'm going plus 80 this week. And obviously, after we win this week, there's going to be four games next week, and it's going to be even colder.
Are you working on your speech for the banquet?
I already have it.
Okay, good.
I already got it. So I just make... I mean... there's no, I don't know why people are going to show up. Like, when you have the categories that come out after the season, they're going to have like three people in each, right? Three or four people.
Yes.
Put me in though. Just put my name for all three of them.
Well, unless you win the championship, it's just
Joey.
And put me for the girls too. I mean,
why not?
D3 girls, D2 girls. Come on.
If you win both titles, we will spend the off season filming the TSL 30 for 30 for Joey Batts.
That'd be
awesome. That's fantastic. I'm 100%.
That's what we will film.
That's
it'll be our off season project.
Done. That's a perfect. end the podcast. We don't need to fuck the rest of the room. End it. That's how we do it.
Okay.
That's how we do it.
No, Emily, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I would like to echo what Joey said. Public Emily enemy is going to win by 40. Oh, the Angels are going to win by 40. And then I'm going to have four games next week.
Who do you play? You got? Oh, yeah, you guys should win by 40, actually. They're pretty... I don't know who's showing up.
She's like, I'm going to have four games last week. I'm like, no, you're not. Oh, wait, you might.
You might.
Ricky,
legally.
At the end of the day, what do you say?
At the end of the day, good Ricky has to show up.
Good Ricky will show up. Mm-hmm.
You got to meditate or something before your games.
You've had a great season, though, Ricky. I mean, honestly, you really have had a good season.
Yeah.
You just keep doing your thing. I think you guys are going to be great.
For a fourth seed?
Come on now.
Look at me. Yeah,
I was told we should have been the eighth seed by a couple people, couple teams.
Wow. No, you play in a league with
the gap between the fourth seed and the one seed in D1 is literally a hair.
Yeah.
Those four teams are that close.
Any given Sunday, man.
That close. Any one of those four teams can win the title, if you ask me right now.
There's a couple people that weren't on any teams. And heard that I was a quarterback and didn't want to play. So, and then their team maybe even eight seed.
It's my bad.
It's good to be a fourth seed in a league that is
full of Joey, full of one seeds.
It's nothing wrong being the fourth seed.
That's what I'm saying.
The only thing that matters is you're in the playoffs right now. It don't matter where you are.
He's in a league with a lot of talent.
A lot of talent.
Their D1 is good,
but I'm in the middle. So. And I got a chance.
I'm always at the
Everybody's top. Got a chance. And New God's just as much as anybody else, if you ask me. DJ Jimmy, at the end of the day, what do you say?
Jimmy. Wish I could be there.
Oh, James.
I was just going to ask if you were going to make it or not.
We've got a wedding to do, actually, for some TSLers.
Really?
Who's getting married?
It's off the Angry Buffalo team. A young gentleman there and his lovely bride. We're going to be out there in the Chita Vegas area. Got to get things set up midday. It's a solid 12 to 13 hour day. Unfortunately, I can't be there. So
who's getting married?
We'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. I do apologize, guys. I try not to give out some of the client info and stuff.
No, that's fair.
They're people within the league, great people, and really appreciate them calling on us to take care of their wedding. Great time.
Nice. And keep calling Five Star Productions.
Yes, I should have called him for my wedding. Jimmy, I apologize about that still.
It's all right. When you get married again, next married, then you do it.
Done.
Joe K, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I'm not going to talk shit about if I'm going to win or not.
Oh, my
because
God.
I have Gordon for that.
Oh, my God.
He'll be doing a whole bunch of
No, who does that? Let me people are going to lose at the end of the day.
Really?
Yes.
You say that, but
Joe K, can I ask you a question? You can final thoughts. Do you, I know we're kind of pubbing up this whole Gordon Matty Ice thing, but do you honestly think something's going to happen, or do you think it's just going to be too
Do they really hate each other?
You know what it is that they're both hyper competitive douches on the field. And, like, I love them both, but they both get that way, and they're just going to.
They legit don't like each other?
They started getting, last time we played, they started getting. Like legit mad at each other.
I thought it was a joke.
Like at one point, Maddie was going to whip the ball at the back of Gordon's head, but he didn't, and like that would have went poorly for him.
Oh my God.
I love Maddie, but Gordon's a goddamn animal. So,
oh my God,
I had
no idea this was legit.
So, I mean,
this game's
at
noon. You said
they just started like 3 weeks later. Maddie was playing in a Maddie's Angels game when they were playing Madison Lees, and Gordon was yelling at him on the field. So like they were going back and forth.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a lot of fun, but I know that. Some of Maddie's teams took exception to Gordon playing a little rough, and Gordon doesn't give a shit because that's Gordon, and that's like the charm of him.
That's
so, like,
awesome. The charm.
It's going to be a fun game. Like everybody, it's going to be a really hard fuck game.
Should we move that to the field one? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Probably should. But that'll be fun. But I guess I don't really have any other final thoughts. Just, you know, I'm ready for playoffs and all the fun that'll bring.
Ready? He's ready for his early exit this year, Lenny's.
It's fine. I got the D6. I'm cool. So, okay, there you go. In D6, we'll win by 40. There you go. Collegiate Solar, unless they bring girl on crack, then it might be more.
Crack girl.
I'm actually reffing that game.
If crack girl is there,
shit, we're
please get a picture with her if she's
that
there.
That means you can count fast, guys.
But I've never seen this girl up close. I'd like to see a picture of crack girl.
Lenny would love to meet her, but
please.
She hasn't been back since week three.
Is she still alive? Do we know that she's not in a crack house right now?
No confirmation
with
that she's alive.
Out of
she's, if she's alive, she still might be dead on the inside. So
Lenny told me she was flying around one day on the field.
She thought she was an airplane.
She played against us, man. She was like just... I can't even explain.
That's unbelievable.
It was the best time I've ever had.
But that wasn't... I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not on crack, but I pretend like I'm on an airplane all the time. So, I mean, it wasn't that strange when she did it.
You're right. That's one of the things he told me about you. You're right.
All right.
I love it. So, Lenny, at the end of the day, with playoffs coming up, what do you got?
It's been a very long week.
Always is.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. I would like to congratulate the 48 teams that are heading towards the chase for social co-ed football immortality. It's been a good season. We've had 9 weeks, and now the fun's about to start. I would like to congratulate all the playoff teams. I'd like to remind each and every one of you that when you hear this, sublist at toppersports.com. If you do not have a sub, email to us. I am going to stand there, and I will throw the book at you and suspend you and forfeit you, and I don't care.
There is no universal sub list, right?
There is no universal sub list. There is no, she played with us still a year. You email me by tomorrow, or actually it's Friday, 24th before your game, or you will get suspended in forfeit, period. I don't want to hear it.
Works for me.
We let it go. We wanted to have fun, but now it's about winning the title. And too many teams like sneak this girl in or that girl in. We let you have some fun. Now you got to be a good captain and do what you got to do.
Yep.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Joey Batts. Thank you, Emily and Joe Kay, as always. B's brother is on hiatus. He did not tell the truth. That upset me too.
Lots of lies.
Not gonna lie.
Like one lie. It was multiple lies.
That hurt my feelings.
For a couple of
lies
hours.
About lies.
Yeah.
So we got 2 weeks to go. Hopefully, you know, some people have 2 weeks. Unfortunately, a lot of you will be getting off next week of the bus.
Probably Ricky too.
Thank you for listening. And game on, guys. Seriously, I'm an easy guy to find. If you want me for readings, I mean, I'd interview me. If you want to make your podcast better, you probably should talk to me. I will listen if you answer or you call.
I
come on
that.
Down here.
I should.
Yeah, then come here. I will go there.
The one thing they had.
Or you can find him on Facebook.
Not me on Facebook.
I will take your friend request and put it in my spam folder like Emily's.
I saw them doing it and I popped in and just kind of gave like the thank you face emoji. Like, And then whoever runs that shit decided to be like Facebook friend me.
I'd go to Swanee House and talk to them.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
I don't even know anything about their league, but I can make it entertaining for an hour.
I like Swanee House.
Yeah. I'll do it. So if you want to talk, let's do this. And good luck to them. I know we're busting their chops, but I have no issue with anybody in Game On. They're running a league just like we are. So I love what we do. We are the pioneers, and we are the originators, and we always
Game
will
On
be.
Is definitely the second best league here by a mile.
I'm proud of what we do, and I won't say who's first or second. I just know we're good at what we do, and I enjoy doing this, and I hope you guys all enjoy playing, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Saturday.
Whee!
You guys are first because I'm in the league.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap things up, we're going to throw this outro song back to the early 2000s, a band from the Niagara Falls area. Let's give it up for our dear friends in STEM.
Kill! you fuck with me. I can't say what you done to me. Every single time you fuck with me.
Hey TSL Universe, it's your favorite lovable scamp, Joe K. I've heard from some of you lately that you might be having trouble reaching us. I don't know how that's possible, because there's so many avenues you can get to us. First, let's start with our own hotline, 627-TOPP. That's 627-TOP. You can call the line, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Topper Sports LLC. You can also follow us on the Facebooks. Again, Topper Sports LLC. Please follow us. That's probably the fastest way to reach us. You can message us. You can post on our wall. It's a grand time. And last but not least, download the Telegram app. That's probably the best way to get to us now that I think about it. Plus, it helps Topper live his livelihood. Please come on. Please talk to us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Probably.
Would it be? Wish me.